It's Joshua with Mix Online, and I'm here with Paul from Microsoft and Mark from Essentium. So Paul does a lot of our programs reaching out to web agencies within the U.S., and Mark is the creative director at Essentium. And today we're going to talk about FizzPop, which is this new portal that we've put together as part of Mix Online to help designers and developers interact with us. So Paul, do you want to tell us a little bit about FizzPop and give us a bit of a demo?
Absolutely. So FizzPop is a website, and if you see it right here, it's kind of a snazzy website. It looks a bit like the Mix website. And what we have built here is a site to provide the designers, developers, and business people within agencies get the information and resources they need to be successful at the work that they do. So as you can see, our feature right now is a set of Silverlight resources, and these are Silverlight resources for designers and developers, and it has everything from the Visit Mix site to some great Silverlight examples that exist out in the market today, as well as some free hosting offer for Silverlight applications. So a big mix of different resources that are available.
So that's a very cool carousel control. Is that something that you guys built or got?
Yeah, that was built by Essentium. It's built in Silverlight. And it's kind of snazzy. You can see a lot of the dynamic content on the homepage here. There are actually three different Silverlight areas on the homepage: this feature, the galleries, and then also the profile. So beyond the resources, there's also this rich network that we're looking to help cultivate in the marketplace between designers, developers, and the business people and marketers. And we're providing those people with an opportunity to engage with one another on the topics that are relevant to their business.
Cool. So I notice here in the bottom area it says new profiles, and it's kind of rotating through these people's names. So who are these people in general? Like, what kinds of people are showing up there, and why are they showing up there?
So these are the people that exist in the marketplace today. This is anyone from the one guy shop who's developing sites for the local businesses to the large multinational or global agency that could be developing, millions of dollars worth of revenue for websites.
Okay, so we're seeing people that are working in these agencies.
Absolutely, and I can show you, actually, if you go to the network tab, you're actually able to see the list of all the different people that are on the site today. And I can click in a bit deeper if I want to know more about, say, this guy Don Burnett. For instance, you can see that he's located in Michigan. He's a user experience designer, and he's got a link to his blog, link to his site. It kind of gives you an idea for who this guy is and why he cares about this stuff. And you're able to engage with him, follow his posts, follow his anything he does on the site, basically, if he's a guy you're interested in following, for instance.
Very cool. So in addition to people like him, there are these, say a user experience designer looks fairly technology-oriented. Who else should sign up, and what are some of the benefits?
Definitely. So some of the benefits that exist are this content. There are a lot of offers. There's free training, and then we're going to be publishing white papers and any great content that would be relevant to anyone from a developer that is building the site and creating the back end through to the designer who's focused on UX and creating fantastic design, all the way through to the business person who's deciding how they can make more money for their business, how they can increase return on investment for their customers by using these technologies and creating rich internet experiences.
Okay, cool. So the designers, and I see you have the design, build, grow there, so I think that kind of hits the three audiences. Okay, great. So I'd like to switch over to Mark now and talk a little bit about how you guys conceived of the way to build this and the way to lay it out and how you actually went about delivering it.
Sure. Well, it started with Paul coming to Essentium with the question of how Microsoft could better serve the interactive design and development firms across the U.S. Microsoft had already engaged in a number of focus groups. We have a lot of people that work at Essentium that come from agencies that were kind of the target audience, and so we did a lot of interviewing internally. And thinking about the pain points of that group, we decided that a community targeted towards agencies was going to be the right way to go.
Right. So it wasn't like you could just go out and find a bunch of Microsoft websites that already address this audience, right?
Yeah. That's right. And that impacted the design. It's intentional that the name FizzPop and the look and feel of the site is different from the typical Microsoft brand guidelines, because we made the assumption that the target audience here was going to have a sophisticated design aesthetic and might in some cases be a little apprehensive about engaging in a community that seemed too heavily Microsoft influenced,
sure.
even though the community itself centers around Microsoft web technologies.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I understand, you know, Ascentium, maybe you can just talk a little bit about Ascentium in general. You know, obviously I know that you guys do a lot of design work and do a lot of these kinds of projects, but you know, just for the audience.
Okay. The company has approximately 500 people spread across five locations. We have one in Seattle, in Eastern Washington in Spokane, Portland, LA, and Baltimore. We have six core competencies. The competency that I'm most affiliated with is interactive marketing, and by that we mean driving people to an experience. We have a group that specializes in creating differentiated customer experiences and then tracking and optimizing those experiences to make sure that they show a return on investment for the companies that we're creating them for. On the technology side, and the company is definitely very strong in technology, we have an expertise in CRM, business intelligence, IT infrastructure, custom application development, and enabling collaborative sites to come to life.
Okay, great. So, you know, when Paul came to you and you guys started talking about how you needed a really kind of a different experience here to reach this audience, you know, to reach designers, what kind of technology choices did you make as to what kind of platform you wanted to build on?
Community server by Telligent. The reason for that is we thought a lot about the features we wanted to offer folks and the tagging functionality that it supports, the ability to allow people to create custom profiles, the photo sharing capability, forums and blogs were all things that made Community Server a good choice, in addition to the fact that it was built on the .NET platform. On the user experience side, AJAX and Silverlight allowed us to present a wide array of information that lives within the site, surface it up on the homepage, and allow the user to interact with it in an intuitive and an engaging and a compelling way.
Okay, great. So how was the experience working with Community Server and Silverlight?
For the most part, it was a very positive experience with a couple of challenges. On the positive side, speaking to Silverlight in particular, it integrated with AJAX and .NET really well. Our front-end and back-end development teams were able to use a local web service to work on Silverlight components simultaneously. Once we developed the component in Silverlight, it was really easy to modify it to create the additional 2 and 3 that you see on the homepage right now. So all that went really well. I think the challenging piece is that the technology is still new to a lot of people, including folks on our team.
Yeah, it's just been out for a month or two, right?
That's right, yeah. and so there wasn't a lot of authoritative documentation that kind of allowed them to, a place where they could go and quickly overcome any kind of programming challenges that they encountered. But that's one of the reasons why FizzPop has been brought to life, right?
Yeah, and that's good, too. That means that people who want to launch projects using these new technologies have to go with an organization that's familiar with it.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about just the kind of information architecture that you did on the site, you know, how you laid out the content and, you know, how you made the decisions about how the site is laid out?
Sure. Paul hit on this a little bit earlier. In the interactive design and development firm Community, we identified three primary customer segments: the folks that are focused on visual design, interaction design, designers, the technologists that bring the experiences to life, and then the people that own the firms or are responsible for using an online experience to drive revenue to an organization. That's where design, build, and grow comes into play, so that people can quickly identify with the information in FizzPop that is of value to them. By selecting one of those main categories, you're taken to the techniques section and then provided with a filtered list, a relevant list of techniques that are targeted specifically towards whatever user type is interacting with the program. So
does that imply then that most of the content and functionality on the site then is tagged in a certain way, and it's kind of a dynamic filtering, or is this just like a strict kind of firewall between the three disciplines on the site?
No, there is cross-disciplinary tagging, if you will.
Okay.
Affiliated with or associated with all of the different content types on the site right now.
Okay, so there's some content could even be relevant to multiple disciplines and therefore
very much because as you're well aware, design and technology they come together with applications like Silverlight that enable you to create rich internet experiences, and so
sure.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, great. So does this actually flow over into, I noticed this galleries feature here, and people can submit stuff. Does this same kind of tagging philosophy flow into that as well?
It does. And speaking of the galleries for a second, that is one of the highlights, if you will, of the community experience. We talked a lot when we were conceiving of FizzPop about how designers in particular and firms as a whole take a lot of pride in being able to share their work with their peers.
Yeah.
It also provides them with an opportunity to offer constructive criticism to one another,
yep.
Tips on how to do things better,
yep.
as well as people that aren't very familiar with Silverlight or some of the other technologies to come here and see an example of some of the more innovative things that are going on right now.
Share some of their techniques and so on.
Right.
So can we get a quick demo of the gallery functionality?
Absolutely. So if we come into galleries... basically, what you're going to see here is an array of all the different galleries that exist within FizzPop and all the different owners of those galleries. So someone that's a designer can come in here and take their body of work and kind of showcase themselves and say, this is the kind of stuff that I've been working on, and this is me in a nutshell. And that's great, not only from the perspective that they can show off their work and kind of... get kudos for it, but also from the perspective that if it's someone that's a designer and they want to gain some credibility, or they're looking for jobs, or they're looking for some other project work, they can find that within the jobs context of the site. So it serves to kind of represent a designer in the way that they want to be presented. So this is an example of some design sketches that were for a project, and we can kind of go through and you can... see these different designs that are attributed to this particular gallery owner.
Cool, and that's the picture of the owner up in the upper right there.
And this up here is basically their avatar. And so this guy, his name is Son of None, and he's got a funky avatar and his design work. So I think you get a pretty good idea for not only what his design work is, but what kind of guy the guy is. So I think it's really a fun way to interact with the community as well.
Yeah, and I noticed that there were some galleries there that had, some names of some agencies that we're familiar with, including Essentium, and some that have individuals. So is there any kind of, breakdown that you see there? Is it just however people want to do it?
Yeah, I think we want people to interact with the sites that make sense to them. So people have kind of their personal hat on or their work hat on, but I think, a designer is a designer, a developer is a developer, and at the end of the day, however they feel is appropriate to interact with FizzPop, it's still the same group of people.
Cool.
You'll notice Son of None has given himself a 5-star rating.
cool.
Somehow that's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All right, so, this is all great functionality, and, I know that you're going to be doing more things in the future,
mm-hmm.
so... what are some of the things that people can look forward to with FizzPop?
Well, I give a little teaser. We will be having a really big, awesome national competition that centers around design, and look forward to some great content coming from that in the next few months. So that's definitely the big thing, and also the Boston Remix, which is where this is where this will be announced.
Yeah, in just a couple days.
Very exciting.
Yeah. All right. So. This is great. Is there any, last thoughts or anything you want to make sure people know before we...
Absolutely. Go check out FizzPop. It's an exciting site. There's a lot of fun that's happening there and that will be happening in the future. There's free training, and just want people to go in, check it out, decide for themselves whether this is a useful tool, and also tell us how we can make it better.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.